there's the cost trade-off, the cost benefit. Right. You know, is the tent worth it to get a 6,000 foot runway to increase Pat's revenue? You know, $4-10 million a year, and hire 10 more people or 20, et cetera. That's one of the big things that we're looking at.
Well, I think that's what you're going to ask is what do you want? I mean, if they don't care about a tent, then there's an expense we don't need to pay.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't. If I'm on their team, I'm thinking, I don't care about a tent. But if you tell me I got a route to get the staff through and not be
a direct shot,
you
know,
you don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then that's probably. So it all depends how you work.
Yeah, because they can come in by the toll booth just like Ruthie does, right in.
So.
I mean, so what they do, they come in by the toll booth. There's a quick shot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that direct route thing that you all are talking about.
Yeah, because they get here pretty quick. It doesn't seem like they're held up much when they come.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's and be brutally honest talking about it. You know, when we talked about the tie downs. That we had to cut the tie downs back, you know, and so I'm thinking, well, are they going to okay, you know, will council okay this extra money for this NASCAR thing again if they, you know what I mean, because times are tight. That's why I keep looking at you.
Because, right.
Well, you know, would the council just approve, I'm sure Jim will get the update, the new apron.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Contract. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying for this funding, because, I mean, where are we going to, mm-hmm. if we... Mm-hmm. Do that, we got to put money back in the budget for it, right? And I don't know, I think was it in economic
been
development
able to work
or
out
airport?
Tie downs.
Yeah, it should be in economic development.
You've been able to work out the tie downs, I think. I'm not aware of the problem in the past. Are you, Jim, or with the NASCAR?
Tie downs and the NASCAR are two different things.
Yeah, I'm talking
right.
about funding.
Well, right.
The way that we were squeezed about the tie downs, I'm afraid they're going to squeeze us about this the tent thing again. And that's what, you know, I know that it's conservatives and the economy and all that. So that's what I'm saying. As long as, you know, and I know it's, I'm just the employee, but, you know, I don't want to promise something. And then when push came to shove, and then them say, you know,
we can't promise, but we can at least find out what.
Okay.
What they're looking for.
So don't offer them anything. Just ask what they
want. Ask them what they
okay.
would like.
Right.
Some of these things with this help.
If they say they want a gold-plated sidewalk, I don't think you're going to be able to tell them that. But if they, you know, want a clean access to get away out of the public's eye and you know, maybe some milk and cookies before they get on the airplane, that's doable, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And again, it has to be the benefit. We know if we can get them in here. You can get them here, but at what price?
Yeah.
Right.
They'll come.
And if we only
you know, I don't have a problem thinking that I can't get them here. It's just how far do you want to go to get them here for Pat's, et cetera.
I think the county council, all the council members seem to be very pro to trying to get the runway extended, the 6,000 foot. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's nobody on the council that's saying, forget the 6,000 foot runway. The ones I've talked to.
Yeah. They all want to see it.
It comes down to funding.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we can work it out. So, okay.
The FAA said that if somebody else is going to pay for it, they were a lot easier to get along with than if they were asking them to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Okay. Any other ideas? We've talked about transportation. We've talked about hotel package. We've talked about trying to talk to other FBOs like Galvington down in Daytona, and we've talked about trying to get some sort of improved tent access, airport access, or however you want to put it.
Any other
FBO ideas
coming in, or just show up?
Mm-hmm.
They just show up.
Just show up. And the only way they never come here is if they have a rental car.
That's why they get running through the flight department, and those guys are, you know.
We're worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I'm just asking, like, if they call and say, hey, we're coming, we need 12 rental cars or anything like that, where there's a point of contact.
Do you have the old point of contact?
They're not the same.
They're not.
DEI?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's where we started. That was the path of least resistance.
Right.
Yeah. She said it's not the same people.
They're not even the same